Hey everybody, it is Bridie. It is Sunday. We are on day 9 of self-isolation. And I listened to Slider 17X and POV Scribe, their answers for the James Lipton Bernard Pivot questionnaire. And I thought I'd give it a go. And like my two new buddies, I completely failed at the quickfire aspect of answering the questions. Because, well, I'd listened to their answers. And, you know, for me, like with certain things in life, I like to take my time, you know. So I'll try and keep it as short as I can. What's your favourite word is the first question. And I would have to say it is home, because I like the sound of it. And to me, it's always been a place of safety and comfort and warmth. And I suppose the more experience I have in the wider world, the more I realise that I really shouldn't take that for granted. Question two, what is your least favourite word? I think the word hate is used way too much, when what we really mean is that we dislike, or even dislike intensely. But I think, like, I have to stop myself. I just give myself a beat, because sometimes I'm going to say I hate that, and I don't hate it, I just don't like it. So I think we should park that word, or certainly I should. Question number three, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? I think honesty and kindness work for me creatively, spiritually, and emotionally. I think they're a good foundation for most things in life. And question four is, what turns you off? I think a lack of self-awareness is generally, without fail, a huge turn-off for me. It's something, I suppose, it's because it's something I really value in other people as well, when they're self-aware. So when they're not, it's a bit of a turn-off. Question five, what's your favourite curse word? Well, I'm going to need two here at a minimum. My favourite curse word is a curse word that I don't hear very often. I only hear it from my friends who are living in Cork and Limerick, and because it's a word that's kind of peculiar to there, and it's langer, L-A-N-G-E-R, and it's used widely in Cork and Limerick, and it basically means prick. Otherwise, I suppose the swear word that I use the most is bellend. I tend to use that way more than the average human actually has the right to. Question number six, what sound or noise do you love? I'm gonna need two. I'm so greedy. The first sound that I really love is the sound of the wheels on my suitcase on the path outside going to my car, because that means that it's holiday time. And even if it's just, you know, a weekend away somewhere here in Ireland, or I'm getting ready to go to the airport to fly somewhere new or different, or even somewhere familiar, I love that sound. It's excitement, anticipation, and unfortunately I know I'm not going to hear that sound for quite a while, but yeah, it's one of those noises. It's very evocative for me. And the second noise or sound that I love, and apologies because it's a complete cliche, but the sounds that a man makes before I make him come, Well, you know, that's just lovely. Question seven. What sound or noise do you hate? Again, I don't hate them, but I dislike intensely the sound of thunder. And weirdly, I have no fear of lightning, don't mind lightning storms at all, which that doesn't make an ounce of sense, because if you were going to be scared of one or the other, you'd think it'd be lightning. But thunder makes me want to hide under the bed. It's such an angry sound, and I was never ever really affected by it as a kid, but as an adult, it is the one sound that makes me instantly anxious, and I look for a safe place. And the other sound that I don't like is the sound of clocks ticking. I don't have any clocks in my home. I have, naturally, it's on my phone, or I have a Fitbit, but there are no clocks in my house other than clocks that are on appliances. And I can't be in a room with a ticking clock. Paging Dr. Freud. Question eight. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? I think that I would really like to be a confectioner or a chocolatier, to be able to create sweets and chocolates. That is, I like baking, and but I'm useless at, you know, icing cakes or frosting cakes, decorating them. I'm brutal at it. But I have kind of dabbled making chocolates and stuff like that, and truffles and stuff. And I think it is linked to my love of the novel Chocolat by Joanne Harris, which I read in one day on the hottest day on a beach in Spain, and the entire time I was craving chocolate instead of ice cream. And just the smell of chocolate as well. And like, if you gave me the choice of snacks, I would always go for a savory. I'm not really into sweets, but I just like the idea of creating them, and putting different flavors together. Question nine. What profession would you not like to do? And I think POV Scribe said this as well. And it's got, again, nothing to do with the current situation, but I don't think I could do any of the frontline emergency services jobs. I have family and close friends who are in law enforcement, or firefighters and emergency physicians. And over the years, I've listened to them tell me bits and pieces of some of their more harrowing shifts, and some of the, I suppose, the human stories that have really affected them. And it can, you know, as an outsider, I don't know where they get the fortitude on a daily basis. Yeah, they're truly the best of us, and I don't think I could do all their admin. I'd have no problem doing their admin back office, but I couldn't be at the forefront of a lot of what they see. So more power to them. Question 10, last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God or heaven and hell or whatever. But if there is a God, when I shuffle off this mortal coil, and naturally I would find myself in heaven, I think I'd like to be greeted with a wide smile and be told, "You're very welcome, Bridie, and the bar is over there to your left." I think that would make me quite happy. So I hope I haven't gone really long on this. Wherever you are, I hope you are safe and well, and you shall hear from me soon. Take care.